I just saw someone walking a dog back there. Why would someone bring their dog downtown just to walk it?
That's probably because they live downtown.
Oh.
Yeah, don't you know that for the past 15 years, people have been converting old empty office buildings into lofts and apartments?
There's almost 30 historic buildings that now have a new life, where people live, not just work.
Which means a lot of people are now walking to work downtown.
And walking their dogs after work.
Birmingham has been really lucky, because we still have tons of old buildings with beautiful architecture. Lots of other cities have torn down their old downtown buildings.
Pretty soon, there will be more than 1,000 people living downtown, living in the middle of Birmingham's history, and hundreds more are expected to move downtown next year, too.
And there's also hundreds of new residences being planned and built downtown, like Park Place, which is part of the federal government's Hope 6 program to turn run-down housing projects into beautiful neighborhoods.
Well, I think the Hope 6 projects have been successful across the country, and it's wonderful that we have one in a place where we really imagine mixes of people, economic mix, lifestyle mix, size of housing and living mix can come together. One of the points of a Hope 6 project is to help create a good neighborhood for people that doesn't create a stigma of any kind that the old housing project model did. So to replace community gardens with the Hope 6 project gives us an opportunity to give people a good place to live. People of all incomes, people of all types.
Hope 6 is going to bring the critical mass. You know, we've been trying to figure out what would happen once we got past so many households downtown. They're going to bring in about 300-400 households. So that is going to take us over the top. Then we can start to attract new innovative kinds of grocery stores, maybe some different kind of boutiques downtown, and we'll have enough movement downtown after hours to further enhance the 24/7 image of downtown.
When it's finished, there will be almost 600 new houses and apartments in Park Place for people from all walks of life.
A lot of them are reserved for people of modest incomes, and many more will be on sale or for rent.
And new restaurants and coffee shops and markets are opening, which makes downtown very exciting again.
To people elsewhere in Alabama, in the suburbs, in the outlying areas, downtown is a much broader concept than you and I might imagine. It is Avondale and North Birmingham, the Civil Rights Business District, and South Side, and it's a big area. So I tell people, and they understand it, that I live and work downtown. My shop is downtown on 1st Avenue South at 20th Street. My home is on the south side at 1410 17th Street South. I can see Vulcan when I walk out my front door every day, standing up there, waving his spear, saying good morning.
I live downtown, and the first time that I told my children that I was moving from Mountain Brook to downtown, it was like, you are out of, he's finally bought it, guys. And I remember they really were down there really tentative about it, like nobody's going to come to visit us. And when their first friend came in and said, "Ooh, this is cool," from that point on, it's been cool to live downtown. So I will say that, you know, based on the evaluation of a ninth grader from Altamont School, it is cool to live downtown. It's just fun. It's really the creative class beginning in Birmingham. The South Side really was the bastion for that kind of thing before. It's now switched to downtown. It's just wonderful living down there. I mean, you can go to art exhibits and some of the finest restaurants, and you can walk to the Civic Center. You become instantly popular when things like City Stages or Art Walk come in. Everybody wants to come to your house to visit. And it's not you, it's the event. So that's the part I love about living downtown. It's just fun.
You know, cities are made up of many activities. Cities are a place to work. We've got the University of Alabama at Birmingham, for example, an outstanding medical center, university, etc. We've got all kinds of businesses, financial and otherwise. So we've got occupations here. We also have fun places to go and things to do, not only in the Civil Rights District, but we've got theater districts. So we need to have a vibrant population in and around, milling around, enjoying all of these venues.
Well, I live downtown. I think it's a great place to live. I've lived there for 6 years, and it's a real neighborhood. I know the people in my building. I know the people in the block. We have places to go and do things together. I can buy a bale of hay in the downtown. I can get everything I need in the downtown, and it's an extraordinary place to live.
Downtown is a place where you can literally find anything you want. Anything. If you just talk about purchasing things, you can buy a diamond ring, you can buy a new car, you can buy an automobile part, you can buy a dollar store item at the Family Dollar Store, you can buy any range of things. You can eat at white tablecloth places, you can stand at Scott's Coney's and scarf a couple of junkyard dogs. You can do almost anything. We challenged people for 12 weeks in a row in these ads in Birmingham Weekly, tell us something you can't find downtown. And we've met every one of the requests except apparently you cannot buy golf clubs downtown. That's the only thing we found that you can't buy.
It's interesting because I have a group of international students who are in residence in our studio this term, and a number of them are from Mexico, and they talk about things like our street parties and festivals are normal for them on a day-to-day basis in their downtown, and are delighted when we have the sidewalk film festivals and the art walks and things like that. But it surprises them that our downtown isn't like that all the time. And I think, you know, as we get more people living downtown, that's the key. You've got to have the people who are there 24/7 for the businesses to be able to thrive.
I think I'd like to live downtown so I could walk where I want to go.
Or ride the DART trolley.
Sure beats driving.
Especially since you don't know how to drive.